Welcome to Kadampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kadampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you will enjoy listening.
So we're learning from this precious text the most important thing that I think anyone can learn, which is how to understand the mind. And Venerable Geshe-la has written this precious book to help all of us understand our own mind. And in particular, as it says on the subtitle, to understand the nature and the power of the mind. So whether we had a good day, I don't know, did you have a good day today? Whether we had a bad day today, what does that depend upon? All the annoying people that we were with today, all the difficulties that happened today, no. It depends upon what minds we had today. And if we had good minds today, we had a good day. And if we had neutral minds, a sort of neutral day, bad minds, a bad day, and maybe a little bit mixed, because our mind changes very quickly, like the weather. And we need to learn to control our own mind so that the sun of our faith is always shining. Then we have a good day every day and become someone who's able to really benefit other people. So each of us has to understand the power of our mind to give us the most happy and meaningful life, or to give us a wretched life. That's our mind. So if we don't control our mind, who is going to? We want to give that job to somebody else. I think we want to give that responsibility to somebody else. Maybe you think, I can control your mind. Nope, I have a full-time job trying to control my own mind. Your mind is your job. And I think the sooner we fully understand that, the more interested we will be in these extremely practical teachings. Because we're being taught in all of Venerable Geshe-la's books, but seeing as we're focusing on this one in our Kadampa class on a Wednesday night, we're being taught what we need to learn to do with our mind and what we need to stop doing with our mind. That's what we're learning. And we're learning at the moment what are called the 11 virtuous mental factors. And just for those of you who aren't familiar with this text, just a few sentences to put what we're going to learn in context. Venerable Geshe-la says at the beginning of the book, the quality of our main mind depends upon the mental factors that accompany it. So mental factors are parts of the mind. If the mental factors are virtuous, that means lead to happiness. The primary mind, main mind, is virtuous. But if the mental factors are non-virtuous or neutral, the primary mind is non-virtuous or neutral. So listen carefully to what comes next. non-virtuous mental factors cause suffering. So if we let our mind be controlled by non-virtuous mental factors, it will lead us to suffering. And virtuous mental factors cause peace and happiness. So if we can fill our mind with or empower our mind with virtuous mental factors, happiness comes, peace comes, a wonderful life comes, even if we're sick, even if we're dying, even if our relationships are broken, if our mind is guided by virtuous mental factors, we'll be happy. It's possible to be happy whatever happens if we learn to control our own mind. So virtuous mental factors cause peace and happiness. So we all want to be happy. Everybody wants to be happy. Nobody wants to suffer. Therefore, we and everyone need to learn what are the virtuous mental factors we need to become familiar with, so eventually they arise effortlessly. They arise spontaneously. At the moment, we have to put a lot of effort into making our mind create virtuous mental factors. Thus, our conclusion: if we wish to experience lasting peace of mind, the source of our happiness, we must make a determined effort to eliminate non-virtuous mental factors and cultivate virtuous ones. So that's our decision. That's what we do day by day by day by day. We learn to stop non-virtuous mental factors, such as anger, non-faith, pride, greed, jealousy, there's a big long list, and create virtuous mental factors instead. So we've been learning there are 11 specific virtuous mental factors that we need to cultivate, ideally every day. And so far we've learned faith, sense of shame, consideration for others, non-attachment, non-hatred, and we finished at the end of last term with non-ignorance. So we've got these five left to learn: effort, which is tonight, mental suppleness, conscientiousness, equanimity, and most beautiful, non-harmfulness. Non-harmfulness. So I hope that puts what we're learning in context. So then finally, as you know, this is a beautiful analogy. The 11 virtuous mental factors are naturally virtuous. So virtuous means leads to happiness. Virtue is a phenomenon that is the main cause of happiness. So the 11 virtuous mental factors are naturally virtuous. And Geshe-la gives an example, an analogy. If a spoonful of sugar is stirred into a cup of tea, all the tea becomes sweet because sugar is by nature sweet. So we understand that very well. What we don't understand is what the analogy is teaching us. So don't think, yeah, 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 sugar, sweet, tea, come on, come on. We have to contemplate the analogy because it's teaching us something we don't understand. If we add any of the 11 virtuous mental factors to our mind in our busy daily life, because these mental factors are naturally virtuous, our whole mind becomes virtuous. So think of a virtuous mental factor being like the sugar. And you add the sugar to the tea becomes sweet. If we deliberately, that's the point, we deliberately cultivate any or all of these virtuous mental factors, we deliberately do it. It's like adding sweetness to our whole mind. If we add, for example, faith, faith's a wonderful example. One day, as Kadampa practitioners, we'll have unwavering faith all the time. Because that mental factor, faith, is present, and it's a virtuous mental factor, our whole mind is naturally virtuous. That means it's leading to happiness, which is true. If our mind is faithful, happiness automatically comes. So please understand, especially those of you who are more familiar with these teachings, we know most of what I'm going to say tonight already. That's not good enough. In fact, I would say that's a tragedy. To know the knowledge but not apply it is a tragedy. So each of us has to listen from the point of view of listening to practice. Listening to practice. So we've just learned, for example, if I deliberately create any of these 11 mental factors, my mind will become virtuous. It will be peaceful, happy, faithful. I will feel uplifted, empowered, whatever the circumstances of my life. That's the power of the mind, which each of us needs to discover. We need to become, as Venerable Geshe-la says, our own doctor, meaning doctor of our own mind. We have to diagnose what our mind is doing incorrectly, wrongly, and we need to add the right medicine. The right medicine is always any or all of the 11 virtuous mental factors. We need to solve our own problems, which you know are our unpleasant feelings, ourselves, by changing our mind through the power of Dharma.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.